Thursday. So we discussed the Shittas Aviv. I mean, the Aviv doesn't say it explicitly, but that's the Maram Rutendahl's pshat in the Aviv. That according to the Sira, that the Yemu Tvile Tal Rachmone, so it's not only regarding the dam, that the dam is something, even though she saw it after the Yemer, but before she was the Dallas. In other words, that she's near later, 14 days from Kiva, 7 days from Zohar. So that's only a minimum. In other words, there is a minimum of 7 days to Maslade for Zohar and 14 days to Maslade for Nikita. A minimum. In other words, it can terminate if she goes there. But if she doesn't go there, it continues. The Tumas Leide continues. So that's the Maram Rutenberg's Pshat in the Rif. In Milchus Nida, I mean, that's in Misach HaShvuas. What is that? In Misila, yeah, we pass like Misila. And on that, Dagris Maimei says that if we combine this Rif Shite with the sheet of Rabban Tam, who paskens like Abaye, that she made him a slave, she then every yeldes, I mean, not what I say, every yeldes be saved, but today, all yeldes are considered with the Rabbanon's yeldes be saved, has to make two trillas. Now, right, because, in other words, if we combine Rabbi Tam Shite with the Rif Shite is that according to Bisila, that the Yemu Tzvile Tali Rachmone, so it's not just the Gzeres HaKosef regarding the Dam, that the Dam is Tomei, even though she saw it after the Yom, but before she went Tzvile. It means that before the Tzvile, the Yemei Tumei continue. So even though it's already the 15th day, it's not Yimitea yet. It's Yimitea if she goes to it. But as long as she didn't go to it, so the Yimitume continue, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 17th, until the end of the 66th day. So Mele, according so that the Smiley says that if we combine the Rif Shite with Rabbi Tam Shite, the Rif himself doesn't pass for like Abaye. He passes like Rove. There is a machleke between Abaye and Rove. As to whether you mean Tume, Shene Reyebe, whether Elis Lisvira Zivoso or in Elis Lisvira. So Rove says it's Elis Lisvira Zivoso. And Abaye says that it's so all the Rishenim paskon like Rove, because there is a cloud. Whenever there is a machlik with Abaye and Rove, so except Yalkigam, so the Aloch is like Rove. This is not one of Yalkigam. But Ramitam says it is one of Yalkigam, the Lamed. So the other Rishenim say the Lamed has reference to Lechirin and Nero, in Erev. And Ramitam says no, he doesn't have reference to Lechirin and Nero, but it has reference to this machlekes lady. You need to make a nerebe. So Abaye says, in nerebe sirazivosa. That means, according to Abaye, so let's say if a woman is yielded to Zayt, and today all women are treated in Rabbon like yielded to Zayt, so suppose she stops bleeding, right after birth, and then she counts and she bled as Nikeva, and she bled only one day, and then the second day after the lady she stopped bleeding, and she counted clean days from the second day. So then the night of the 15th she can be Tbalas, and she's Muteres. If we say that Eilin is Firas Vosa, so she's Muteres Lebayu. But according to Abaye, no. If she's Yiledes Bizei, so she has to count seine Kie. Even though she didn't see it, she counted clean days, because she stopped living on the second day of her lady. So the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, sixth day, seventh day, eighth day, I mean more than 7 days. So according to Abaye, she can only be Tibelis in the Teres Lebailor on the night of the 22nd day, because she cannot go Tfile the night of the 15th day, because she has to count any king also. Even though she did count clean days within the 14 days of Mitmas Leide, but since it's Yom Tmein, so there couldn't be a count of Nikim. It's Mufke of a count of Nikim, even though the Mitzies, they were devoid of that. But since how to be, it's Yimei Tumeh, so it's Tomedic days. So Mimele, you couldn't realize a count of Nikim. So when can she start counting the Zayin Nikim, the clean days, after the Yimei Tumeh? So the first day of the Zayin Nikim, according to Abaye, can be only the 15th day. So she has to count from the 15th till the 21st. And then the night of the 22nd, she can go Tfilah, but she couldn't go Tfilah the night of the 15th. Now the Ritva, that the Rif himself, he passes like Ovid, but the Ramatam passes like Abaye. So the Magus Maimon says, if we are combined, the Rif, namely, that according to Bisil, the Yenu Tfilah Tali Rachmone, so the Aloha is that even after the 7 days in Tumet Azochan, and the 14 days by the letters and cable, so the Yimitiyah do not start unless she goes through it first. So then, if she goes through it, let's say by the letters Zoha, on the 8th day, so then the Yimitiyah can start. But if she doesn't go through it, so the Yimitiyah continue. So the Mele, if we combine the Rif Shita together with Rav Netam Shita, Allah is Gabaye, in order that the Yelet is Bezeiv Shita, Teresli by law, she has to make two Tvilas. One Tvile on the night of the 15th, but she will not be the Gerot of by law. So that will put his stop, will terminate the Yimei Tumei, because the Yomim will Tvile Tal Rahman. So the Yimitume do not terminate unless she goes Tvile first. So if she makes one Tvile on the night of the 15th, so then the Yimitia, that introduces the Yimitia. And then she can start counting 7 clean days. So she has to go Zayin Nikim, according to Abaye. So she has to go Tvile again on the night of the 22nd. So I said, this is how that shite, that minek, that Rambam rejects and says it's mitzvah akher, he says, because they adapted it from the Zdukim, but the Rivosh, and some Gaini mention it, and the Rambam passed that we cannot be machmir in a place where there is no such minek, but if there is such a minek, we shouldn't be paired together. The Rambam says it's mitzvah akher. So how can it be explained? So, and the basis of the Torah is minor. Because the Ramon himself, I think, passes like a Bible. It's not so clear. But I think that the deal of Melosh is not our union. That the Ramon passes like a Bible. So you need two machines. You bear in the illest of Surah Tivosa. That means the illest in Kaveh cannot go to feel before the night of the 22nd day. Even though she stopped living at the very beginning, doesn't matter, because the 14 days cannot be counted in the Zayin Nikim. So the only way to go through and be interested the Bible, what is the minik that the Rambam mentions and the Rambam rejects it? The minik in many cases, and that minik exists in the Agini. There are some Agini who established that community.
the minute,
that a Yeldes should not go Tvile until after she counts the old Yemiteya. So that means she cannot go Tvile until the Yemiteya expired, then she can go Tvile. But within the 80 days, she cannot go Tvile, even though she doesn't see any doubt. All right. The aloha that all dam that she sees is toya. So that is today is not made. Either because of Takonos Hagenim or the problem of Ramban, it's part and parcel of Takonos Hatvere. And you saw the Chmiro Atzmon, Shafir Reyes Dam, the Dam Kechado, so Yeshu and Ayin King, so it means even the Neitea. So the Rambam mentioned, is Takonos Hagenim, not as Takonos Hatvere. But he said, but if she doesn't see Dam, she's a tariff about it. He says in some mekemes, there is a minek. She's pereces me by law until the yiniteya expired. So he says it's a mitzvah to the ikar of minek because they got it from this week. But the Agenim who established that minek, so how can it be explained? And the basis of the Tago is minor. So the Agenim apparently agreed with the sheet of the leaf, but whereas the reef he passed like Rove, so there are some Gainim who, like Havnatam, passed like Abai. So Mele, they had to be two Tviles. So why couldn't they say, let her go to Tviles, and then she'll be Muteres on the night when she goes the second Tvile, on the night of the 22nd. So that was all right, Managmore. But the Rivosh mentions, in the name of the Ramban, in the Pshat and the Gemara in Shabbos, of the Talmud Echor, that who was Nifter, as a young man, and his wife had certain kashas. Certain kashas, husband was Kochel, Tzadik, David, the Mitzvahs, why was Nenesh? So Leo told her because he wasn't with David. So Rabbi Tam says, "Come out, turn me the yom. I used to be talking with the horses on the highway." ביקור הרבה, ושאם יש לנו לך חום עם הר, ומאית בחצי יומות, פה יישו איש לי מתארס תפילו, ומאז ארתו מבות כנפיר, סיבות מדרושס, ויאמרו להם, כסיב בתי ירקו חייך ויירכם לך, בי לי ששון הרבה, ביקור הרבה. ושאם יש לנו לך חום עם הרבה, מפנימה לחוצי, מפנימה מאית לחוצי יומות, ולא יעוד אמר זירו, דובו, פעם אחת נסרחת, סרטון וליאו שזה, פה יישו מסיחו כל איסי מאירו, ואומרתי לו, ביתי בימי נידוסך מה הוא אצלך? אומר לי חס ושלום, אפילו באזבקטנו לנוגע בי, בימי ליבונך מה הוא אצלך? אוכל אימי ושוס אימי ויושן אימי ביקר ובוסך. But there was no beer, ולא אוכל דייתי על דברך. There was no beer, but there was נגיע. ואומרתי לו, בואו חמוקים שאורגש לנוסף פנו לתירו, שערום רותירו ולישו נסתמוסו להסיקה. So the question is, it appears from this Gemara that there are special kules bimei libuno that are not bimei nidusa. What does bimei libuno mean? Because neither I say a woman, if she doesn't see 3 days in succession, dam bimei zive, so if she sees dam bimei nidusa, so she counts 7 days, not 7 clean days, but 7 days. Even if she sees dam every day of the 7 days, and then before shkia, she stops bleeding on the 7th day, so at night of the 8th day, she stivelis and she betares about it. That's midrash. But in the Rabbonon, because of takone shvado bisodes, and then takone by Rab Zeire, so the aloha is that every woman, no matter when she sees, whether Bnei Nideh or Bnei Zive, whether she sees 3 days in succession or 2 days in succession, or 1 day be so midami. In a Torah, she has count only 1 clean day, and the minide she has count 7 days, but not clean. So, but with Rabbonon, the loch is when she sees dam once, if dam kechad, she has to count seven clean days. So, minele, after the comes from the sodas and the comes from zele, so there are 2 periods in the woman. Is nidushon is libuno. Is nidushon means, let's say she saw dam, let's say on Sunday. Send that maybe Rusa. So Midraisa, she's in Ida. She has to count seven days, not clean days. So even if she keeps on seeing dam, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But Shabbos before Shkir, she stops breathing. So Mishoi Shabbos, she can be Tidales, Mitaf Lebailo. But now, after Takonis Chachamim, she cannot be Tidales. So suppose she saw dam for 7 days up to Shabbos, and Shabbos she stopped breathing. So before she goes Tvile, she has to count 7 clean days. Now again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and then she can go Tvile, the second mitzvah is Shabbos, same Shabbos. So the second week, after she finished counting the 7 unclean days, she didn't go Tvile yet, so that's called Noibuna. So what's going on? I mean, here this Talmud, he was a Talmud Chochem, wasn't Chochem, Tzadik, but he was Nichshol in the Yisrael Yigeh. So it was Nichshol only in the Libuna, in the second week, but in the first week not. That's on the surface it appears like a maratzis, I mean, because the halacha is that the woman becomes a nidah as long as she doesn't go to tefillah, so she has the same nidah even for 50 years, for 60 years. I mean, there is no limit. So since there is takonis chachamim, she's not the teres lebala until she counts the kidney, so she didn't go to tefillah. So why was that Talmid Chochem, and it was such a Zoya B'Yisurim, why was he Nei Kule in the Giyah Meribuna? One of the things he hadn't been, he's Yerayalikim, so he could have been Meikir in the Giyah in the Indusa also, but not to be Meikir in the Indusa in the Giyah, but in Meribuna, doesn't make sense. So all the Rishayim is the Kash. He says that after the Takonis Chacham, that every woman has to count Zainikim, which is only the Rabbon. So, and then they were involved with Tyres. So, in Melee, the practice was that a woman went to Tzilas. After she counted, the woman saw down the Medusa on Sunday. So, and she kept on seeing down for 7 days. Then she stopped bleeding. So Mishoi Shabbos, she went to Le because of Tares. Of course, she knew she still has all the Bible because of Tares, in order to reduce the contamination of Tares to the minimum. Tumes, after all, there is an Israel just to be Nabi, to be Nafsi, Tumes and Kochim and everything. So, well, Kochim, there was no Kochim, I mean, after Humabais, but Tumes, they were. So she went, Tfile once after the Yemenide, but she was assaulted by law because of the Konis Chachon. So then after she finished counting the 17 days, she went Tfile again. So that Talmi was Neye Kule in the Pia Yemenibuna, and it wasn't Chasishol and Maratius because she did go Tfile, so she was not in the Midraise, she was only in the Midraise, and so Neye felt he can be maker and give. So, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitavdik in tzadikim chudas haaretz or itnanish. So, that's how mitam she did. So, the divorce mentioned in the Rabban, at that time, the Chachomim were misakim because of that mirshu. By that time, it was such a tzadik. So, the Chachomim were misakim that a woman is not allowed to go tefillah, if after the tefillah she will still be asur lebayil. And because of that, that's the minik, that was the shiog that was established to our generations, that pnuyas cannot go to you. It's a nisagom. I mean, the Akedah in Pashmahir are disgusting.
Also, that's not during the day.
What? That's a gemore, that during the day, that's a gemore. Because a sarbito and everything. But I mean, but not to go through in the night, a pnuyah cannot go through it. A pnuyah cannot go through it. In order, because there shouldn't be any yosh. So, of course, the Chachomim was so machmir, and they made it shiog, even regard to married women, that you shouldn't go to Tfilah, shouldn't be to Tfilah, because maybe it will be Yachshav. Maybe Yachshav, because if she's still has a Shem Nidah Midrashah, so then more of the deterrent. But if she'll go to Tfilah, and she will not be Nidah Midrashah, but she has to wait until she's with her husband, until she goes to second Tfilah, so then people might be tempted and be Yachshav. That's what the Livosh mentioned in the Ramban, that the Pnuyeh shouldn't be allowed to go through, because as a deterrent against Bali Taibet, because if the Pnuyeh will go through, so there will be less of a return, because many Bali Taibet will feel deterred by Nisa Kores, but by Nisa not Kores, they don't feel deterred. So it's a Nisa. Anyway, so Mele, that's the reason as to why some gaming establish the minhag that a yildes should not go tefillah until after the yimiteya expired. And I think that according to these gaming, she can
what
only go
what?
Because of the combination of the shite of the reef and the shite of Hametan. All women, all yildes today have the din of yildes to say, all of them, without any exception. So Mele and Ramutam Paskins like Abai. So you may tume she in a Reyeben and Eileis with a Sfira Zivoso. And according to the Reef, so according to the Tfila, the Vienu Tfila Tadi Rahmane, so even if a woman counted the Yildes and Kele, she already counted 14 days. But if she didn't go Tfila, so the Mitume continued.
Why can't
she go? Tefillah after the 14th day. No, because of the takone.
The
chachomim. Because the chachomim or misat.
She's
not allowed to go to Tefillah. So what does it mean? She'll never be able to go to Tefillah. It means it continues until when? Until the expiration of the
Yitea.
What?
And then she has to count them.
That's right.
So 7 days
after
the 66.
After the 80th. So that means that the night of the 88th, should, according to that Shita Sagenim and the Psak of the Ramon.
She'll be able to what? She'll be able to be
tired. Go to Tfilah. So go to Tfilah.
But she didn't have 7 days of cleansing.
No, the night of the 88th. So,
but we said it's not an oil span because
After the 80th day, so it's the Yimeitume cannot continue. That's not Shaykh.
Oh, so then she first has the first count, 7 Nikim.
The 7 Nikim have to start with the 81st day.
Oh, it's just, so why she can't die within the 80th day?
No, she can be killed the night of the 88th.
That's
oh, right. The night of the 88th. So that's the Shaykh. So it can be explained, it's not that.
All
right, the Rambam, because the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam doesn't pass like the leaf. Number two, the Rambam doesn't pass like Abaye. I mean, so for many reasons, some Mele, the Rambam assumed that this minhag originated in the Zduki, but the game made a difference. She can't in Echas Yisholem. Didn't try to emulate the Zduki, so that's the Shittas again. Anyway, so the other Shemim also mentioned, besides the Maram Rutenberg that he mentioned, the Shemsarif Adrishim also mentioned. The Rajbo, he mentions the Kaf. So he mentioned, now, let's see. So what is the Shite of the Rit? What is the Shite of the Rit? sheet of the leaf is Pshatim, Tfila. The Pieme Utfili, Tale Rachmone is that the Yimitume terminate after 7 days or after 14 days if it is coupled with the Tfila. But if it is not coupled with the Tfila, they don't terminate. So it's still Yimitume, it's not Yimiteya. It's not in the air. And because of that, the Rambam says in the Rif, I don't want to go over the Lashon of the Rif because I prefer to go over inside the Lashon of the Rif after we learn the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed. Lamed Vov. So the Rif says, according to Maram Rutenberg, the Rif Shiki is, now there is Aloch, if a Zove, daily, sees down in the midst of the Zayini king, so it says that she has to start counting the year 7 days, not 1 day, it says her whole life, if a Zove daily sees down, starts to count the Zayini king, and then she counts the first day of Zayini king, second day, third day, 4 days, 2 days, 6 days, 7 days. 7 days in the morning, she saw that. So then, it is saying, all the time, she has to start counting new 17 days. That's in the Adin portion. There's no Shaila. The Achleikas is, the Shaila arises, suppose it's of a daily counted Zayniki. And she didn't see within the 7 days. But then she could have gone through it the night of the eighth, but she didn't go through the night of the eighth. Didn't go through the night. And the 8th day in the morning she saw that either Tzeisir or the Zayniki. Or we say, when is there a din of Skile if she didn't finish counting Zayniki? But if she already finished counting Zayniki, there is no din of Skile. There's the sheet of Moshe Sheni, and that's the sheet of Tesis, and Tesis discusses it as Amit Vov, the sugya of Machlekes, Rabbi Levi, or the Maynechot, Shtei Mayonis, so the more, as the Kasha Toshma, as Amit Vov, Amit Aleh, Yildes Bizeiv, She Sofro, Vanoi Tavlo, Yiroaso, Holchu, Bishamel, Shitoson, Ubisil, Shitoson. So in other words, if a woman is yielded to Zayin, and then she counted Zayinki, but she didn't go to Tfilah yet, and then she saw that. So according to Bishamai, it's mitamei lach, it's mitamei lach the loy of age. And according to Bishilel, the dam is mitamei lach the yovish. Why? Because according to Bishamai, so be a mitali rachmone, since she counted already Zayinki, so mele, the dam that she sees after the counting, the dam to her, and according to the seal of the Yene, since she didn't go to Tfilah yet, so the dam is dam to her, it's the dam of her. Hoch Misham is going to say, Bishlein Lerav, Dama Mayin Echadu, Mishmoch Mitam Elach Yodesh. So, it's healed with the Zayv, so she can't design the king, and then, so it's Yemitea already. So Bishlein, according to Rav, that it's the same, it comes from the same source, and not only it comes from the same source, it emanates from the same physiological cause, some mele, it's only, so why is Damteya, the Meteya of Torah? Why? Because it's different than the Dam, because of course, it's the same physiologically, it's the same Dam, is Dam Tamei, but it's itself a cost. So Mele, according to Bishilel, so the Biene Utzvile, Tai Rachmone, so Mishmocha Mitame, Lach Yonis. Elo Levi, Domashni Mayonis, saying, so true that according to the seal of the Yenu spirit, but that's only Shaya if it emanates from the mochia, if it's, but if physiologically it's dam needed, but if it's teimayone, so it's like dam from the edzba. Dam from the edzba, so why should it be tamil? If a woman using the finger, so it's tamil after the others. According to ladies, teimayone is not even dam needed, it's like, it's to be considered like dam edzba. A lady, damash teimayone, saying I'm tamil after the others. So the more own territories, but it's not our Indian, so it doesn't concern us. So in other words, that there's a machlikis panoim or the shtimayonis of my nechot, and I pass them like the Tane, who says shtimayonis, there's a ton of shopping in certain price, and this price causes the mandoma, the Tane who says it's minor. The boy is saying no. Bishifas. That here, when the price says, you did the day which is so poor, the way Tadla, the Roa, so hoch, the Shaman, she toss on, the seal, she toss on. So they have reference to the case where she started to bleed before the termination of the Mini Tumi. And it continued, without it stopped. So maybe we cannot say it's from another Mayon. When can we say it's another Mayon? If a woman bled tefinitum. And then she stopped bleeding. And then on the 15th day she started to bleed again. So we say it's from another mayon. But if she started to bleed in the afternoon of the 14th, so then it was damnida, it was from the mayon tome. And without a stop she continued to bleed and to flow, I mean, into the 6th, the 15th day. So then we know that it's from the Mayim Tomei, some Mele, but Bishamai say it's not in Tamilachiel because of Israel Sakosov. Even though it's from Mayim Tomei, but Yemitea is Israel Sakosov, it's Toya. But Bishil, they say, the Yoyme Utfile Tayrachmone, some Mele, it's not Yemitea yet. And since there was no stop, it's Shifas. Some mele it's mitamilachiyot bishikah. So the Gemara says for sofro katan. He says yield is if she sofro. What means sofro? She stopped bleeding and she started to count clean days. So how is she shifat? So the Gemara gives a teretz hocher the yieldes nikeva bezevaskin. The shavua kami poska shavua basra loy poska because sobal yemeli doso shen reyben. Even though it's still as a boss of like Chavit, that's the reason as to why all the Rishinim except Chavit Tam, they don't pass like Abai. It mentioned a raya from this Gemara, that this price called with Chavit. You see, Shein, the Gesar, Chavit, and the Russian Rishinim, even though it's still as a boss. So what it mean, in other words, that this price has reference to the case where the Yildir Pizayit give birth to the cake. So she's made later 14 days. And then, right after later, she stopped bleeding. She stopped bleeding from there. She started to count 7 clean days. The second day after later, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. So, after the eighth day expires, so she already had finished counting 7 clean days. Seems like. But, and according to our day, so she already realized the count of Zion King. And then on the 14th day, all of a sudden, in the late afternoon, the 14th day, she started to have the flow and it continued into the night of the 15th day. So since the beginning of the flow took place before the 14th day expired, so we know that the flow emanated from a Mayim Tome. So even the Hemshech of the flow on the 15th day was also from a Mayim Tome. It's a Mayim Tome. But according to Bishamai, it's not Mitamelachiyovish because of Zeus HaKosov. It's Toya, even though it emanated from Mayim Tome. But according to Bishil, Zeus HaKosov doesn't apply. And here, so even though Levi says that usually we say it's from a Mayim Toya, but here, what the flow that comes, the bleeding that comes as a hemshech of the flow that started from Ein Tomei is also from the Ein Tomei. So Mele, we cannot say it's Toya, so that's why it's in Tamilakia. Because somebody in Rudosh and me, who said it was, so Teisa says, Shabu Basli Kosta, Mikanina Rav Mutam, Ye let us be Zeid, Oy Bizman Azeh, Tikul and Noshim Hashmin on Kiyodin Bizeid, She Seikhtin Achal Yimei Tuma Saleide, Shiva Miki, Yehoa Sobi Miteach, Kiyim Tfile, Enes Yisrael, דאום ההוכת ורואה עשו שבוע שלישי דוי סוסחו אף עוד אב דידם תומיו כל שכן דבי אז דמתי על אינס ישראל. In other words, from the time says he a contrary to the Dipshit. The Dipshit is, as the Maram Rutenberg explains the Dipshit, so the Dipshit is that according to the seal of the Yehud Tfilah, is Tali Rachmone, so Mele, it follows that as long as the Yehudas didn't go to Tfile, so Yitzhak continue. And according to Maram Rutenberg, David, David says in Chaside, that if a Yehudas, let's say, if a Yehudas counted any king within the Yemei Tumen, David doesn't pass on like a bite. So it's possible to have counted the Zion Kirin within the Yemei Tumen by Yehudas and Kedem. By Yehudas Ochor, so it's very rare, because only in case of a Lady Yabeshti it's possible. But Lady Yabeshti is a very rare thing. But Yehudas and Kedem, it happens very frequently that the Yehudas stops bleeding on the second day. And then she counts 7 clean days, and she said, she counts 7 clean days, so actually she would be muteres. She would be able to go to Tfilah the night of the 15th day and be muteres, and be muteres the Bailo. But she didn't, even though the Dif Pascha was like others. But he's discussing a case where the woman didn't go to Tfilah. And then on the 15th day before she went to Tfilah, she saw down. So David says, according to Rav Rutenberg, he says all the Zion Kirin, and she has to start counting 7 clean days anew. So Rav Rutenberg, he's very contradicted. And he says, and he mentions the riot, and this Gemara negative, because here the Gemara says Shavu Abasra Lo Posko. So, because Sova Yemei Dosho Shem Reim Ben Yizelin Lo Yisfirat Divoso Yisfirat Divoso. So Bisham I say that's Mitamelach Lo Yovesh. Why is Mitamelach Lo Yovesh? Because even though it emanates from the Mayim Tomei, but Biyomim Talya Rachmone, some Mele, she already counted Zion, she already counted Zion Nikim. And the seal say, Biyomim Utfil Talya Rachmone. So, coming from Tamli, in the Zeyf, 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 she says, in the Zeyf, 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 דום האוכל בחירוע עשו שבוע שליש וליסוסכו אף עוד אבי דם תמיו כל שכין דירי אז דם תיה למסר דאפילו בסיר דם תמי לך יובש מיידים דאולצו לסירוסו נדס דספייס שיתוסי בקוד דספייל כאן so that's a cash against the meat. So the Rashi Bohr mentions the cash. First of all, the Rashi Bohr mentions the Shita of Rav Rishenim that if a woman, a Yeledes Bezeit, if a Yeledes Bezeit counted Zion Kirin, and then in Teah she saw down, it's not Zeisaya, the Zion Kirin, it's not Zeisaya, the Zion Kirin, that it's not Zeisaya, the Zion Kirin, and then he mentioned the sheet of the leaf, that it is Zeisaya, the Zion Kirin, so there's a kasha against the lead from this Gemara, and Tesis goes one step farther. not only that if a woman, a Yildiz, who saw down in the Tea, it's not what before she went through it, so it's not Seisel Zainki, but even not a Yildiz, he's over there. Manish is over there, who saw in the Meizive 3 days in succession now. So the king is over and she started to count Zainikim and she finished counting Zainikim. But she didn't go through yet. And then on the eighth day, she saw down it's not Yisraelita. Because Tira can only be in the midst of the count. But after he completed the count, even though they didn't go through yet, they cannot be there. Cannot be there. And the Rai is also from this Gemara, because this Gemara mentions a case where she started to bleed within the Yemeitumas later. Within the Yemeitumas later, but it continued into the Yemeitea. So that means, it's not Seisea. It's not Seisea-Zaimikin. Because if it's Seisea-Zaimikin, so then even the Shammai should be later that it is the Tamil Achriyodesh, if it says her Zainikin. So she's a Zobig Mura. And the Shammai says, the Tamil Achriyodesh. So it's a Raya from this Gemara that even a Zobig Mura, if she sits down after she completed the count of Zainikin, it's not it. It's not it. So because she is, and the Rif Shite is a Dada Po, not only that if she sees them, if Izovit Mura sees them, Izovit Mura sees them before Tfile, after she counted Zayin Kim, so it says for Zayin Kim, but even if she sees them in Yemitea, because the Arishenim were in between, the Arishenim, I think Abniyene, the Rajbo mentions Prem of Abniyene. Abniyene is Chelik and Shisri. She does not feel that even if she'll see them in Ea, so it would be Seisel Zainikin. But Abniyene says, no, if she sees them in Ea, so it's not Seisel Zainikin because it's Dam Toya. How can it be Seisel? But if she'll see them, if Izovik Mure will see them, after Zainikin, then it's Dam Tome. So then it is says Zainikin. Taste the Shita is that even Izovik Mura, if she sees Dam after she counted Zainikin, it's not Seisel either. Because it, in order to be Seisel, it has to be the kind of Dam that is Geren Tome. But since after Zainikin, it's not Geren Tome for 7 days, so Mele, it's not easier. But Rabbeinu Shita is Izovik Mure, if she sees Dan after she counts Zainikin, he says that. Mashein Kein, if she sees Dan in Itea, it's not easier. Why? Izovik Mure, if she sees Dan, so Dan is Dan Tome. Because if she sees Dan after the Zainikin, so it's already Yeminide. So she becomes Tommy 7 days. It's not Geren Tume of counting Zainikin, but it's Geren Tume of counting 7 days. Mashinke, if she sees Dam, Rabbeinu says, in Yimitea, so it's not Dam Tome, it's Dam Toya. How can it be Seisa? And the Rif Shita is, in other words, the Rif Shita is that not only if a woman sees it in Zobek Mure, after she counted Zainikin, she's Dam, so it's Eisea. But even a Yildiz is in the Yemeitea, she's Dam, which is Dam Toya. Dam Toya is also Seisel Zainikin. Is also, if she's Yildiz, same of course. A Yildiz be same, who has to count Zainikin. So even if she counted Zainikin, within the Yudalit Yomim of Yemeitume, and then she in the Yemeitea she saw Dam, so it says of the Zion, it says of the Zion. so yes, she is. She told Moshe Rabbeinu that not only a yildis who sees a yildis is a who sees dam nimiteya, he's not chaseya, but even he's a bit more who sees dam after she completed zaynikim, he's not chaseya. The sheet of Moshe, the horse, see the Moshe. Then there is the sheet of Rabbeinu that if a woman sees dam nimiteya, a yildis is a sees dam nimiteya. So after she counts on the king, it's not Caesar because it's Dam Torah. How can it be Caesar? Mashenke, if it's a big more who counts on the king, sees Dam later, so then it is Caesar. Then it is Caesar. It is that the sheet of Amine. Then the sheet of the leaf is that not only is a big more who counts on the king, and then on the eighth day, after she finished counting Zaynikin, she saw Dami Seisea, but even a Yildiz Bizei, who counted Zaynikin and Dimitea, she saw Dami, it's all Seisea. So there are three sheets. Now the Tashi is, again, the Rish Shite, that Dimitea, it counts Zaynikin, it counts Zaynikin, so Dimitea, if you see Dami Seisea from this Gemara, because this Gemara says, spells it out, and that's the Raya of Texas. He coming on, and come the year of the Zayt, and I said, the clear Moshe Hashem, the year of the Zayt, she sees the Nachar, and the Temes Ali, she became, the Roa, so the Metea, Kidin Tfilo, Enis Iseres, the Roma Roche, the Roa, so so here the Gemara says, even if she saw Dam in Meitume, because the flow started in Meitume, it continued in Meitea, but it started. So even that is not Caesar. Allah has come with Hamo when the flow starts in Meitea. Allah has come with Hamo, that is not Caesar. So the Rashbam gives the Amen, which I'm certain has to be explained. Chaim Otsosi B'teise in Stabresha in Zobe Daun in Stire Achasire. So in Stire Achasire it's not so easy as I'm thinking the Afilu B'sei Chasire lo have a time yel mishum d'chzi v'achar tito shere yitu mazir v'neir aber achreye after the count there is no Stire aber achreye lo yichpes lo v'afilu roa sokei dem filu וכן ירם גברה מתמדה שדיקדי פנהוד ראי די ירדת בזי אם נעמד בנעזד משפים לו לכולה כי ירדו בזי שימסוף חושיד המקי וחקים רוע סופידים שטוב לו לא יסוס חוספי לו מפריע מנעו פנה ראי די להוד פרי שבירדת מדי בזי ושהוא קם לפוסק ושהוא פס לוי פוסק ואפילו הוכה ספירה בשבוע כמה עוז לו ואפילו לביסיר על דאמרד ויהי מוציא לתור רחמון אלא שאין רעשי ראש הרעי ואיפשה דבוסיר לביסיר לא יורס בסיר because the Gemara doesn't spell it out that even according to ביסיר out so it's also סיר maybe the Gemara means according to בשמי because the whole Kashi was from בשמי not from ביסיר so the Gemara says בישלים לרב גם המים יחד משוח מתם לך יוביש אלו לידה משנה יונס יעמי תם לך יוביש so the Gemara says the boy is saying maybe she passed וסוף חוקטונה הוכה בילדס ניקי וסוף חוקטונה so from whom do we see that it is considered סוף חוק from the Shammah Matam Bishamai, because Bishamai say that it's not Matam Lach Yodesh. So the more in the Terek, how can the Yildes and Gil Bezeid Askinu? The Shavua Kama Posko, Shavua Basko, Vikrosko, Vikosova, Yimim Dosa, Shin Rebe, and Ilmu Sira Zibosa. That's why Bishamai say, it's only Matam Lach Yodesh. So the Rashbo says, it's not a kasha against the Big Shite, because the Gimor, the Rif says that the Yaviyah in the Yemiteya, he say, Rabbi Bisila, because Bisila holds the Biyom Mutzila Tal Rachmone. So that means, until the Tzila takes place, it's a Mitume Kamtil, Mashim Jim, according to Bishamai, who say Biyim Tal Rachmone, so then the Gemara doesn't say that the Sphere is also, because Bishil say that it's Tamilach Yodesh, maybe the Sphere is not also either. Bishamai say it's Tamilach Yodesh, so it's a riot that the Dam is Namtoya, and the only Tamilach the Rabbon, so it's a riot that the Sphere is also. So he says, a mill is no cash against the reef, the Rashba says, because the reef says so, Alibi Bisila, but not Alibi Bishama. But that Rashba requires an explanation. If the Gemara had just mentioned that here, the Hemshach of the Rie in Yemitea, so the Hemshach of the Rie that takes place in Yemitea is not Seisri, as then you could say, because the Gemara only says it Alibel Bishamai, not Alibisla. But here the Gemara applies the price to the case where the initiation, the beginning of the flow, took place in the Yimitume, and the Hemshach took place in the Yimitia. So what difference does it make Bishamai and Bishila? If the Gemara had said that if the Rie took place exclusively in Yimitia, after the 14th day, and the sphere is also, so then we could say that's only a little bit Bishamai, but not a little bit Bishila. But here the flow started in the afternoon of the 14th, that's Yimitume. So even according to Bishamai, who says Biyemitai Rachmane, but here there was a being Yimitume. So it's a riot from this Gemara that even a being Yimitume is not Seisya. A little bit Bishamai, so why should a being Yimitea be Seisya a little bit Seisya? We understand there is a difference between Bishamai and Bishila in regard to Yimitea. So according to Bishamai, so the Yimitai Rachmone, so once the Yimitume terminated, they terminated. There is no so it's already Yimitea. So Mele it cannot be Seisya. But according to Bishila, that Begin with Tzilatai Rachmone, so even if the Yimitume expired, But only the minimum Yimitume expired. But since she didn't go Tfilas yet, so the Yimitume continued. So if the Rie had taken place exclusively in Yimitea, then you can understand the Rashba's time. But here the Gemara applies the Braise to the case Bishifas, where the Rie started in the afternoon, let's say at 5 o'clock, afternoon of the 14th day, but it continued until 9 o'clock, the night of the 15th. So there's a Rie in the Yimitume also, and still it's not Seisya. So how could a Rie in Yimitea only be Sila? The who says, Bienu Tzilet al Rachmone, Bimo Chomo, than a Rie in Yimitume. It's very strange, the Rashba's telling. There's no prayer. The Rashba says that there's no kasha in the Rishite and this Gemara, because here there's no riot that according to Bishila, if the Rie took place in the Yemitea in the 15th day, that it's not Seisya. Because Bishila say Tamilach the others, so maybe Seisya also. Maybe Seisya. The riot is from Bishama. They say Tamilach. The Loyavesh, so that means it's not Seisya, because if it will be Seisya, So the Shamayu decree that Sintamelach the Yerish. So the Rashbos says, called the Shamay the Rif is made, because the Shamay say the Yoimetal Rachman. So if the Gemara had applied the price to the case where the Riyas Dam took place exclusively after the 14th day, then you can understand. But the Gemara applies the price in the case of Shifas, where the Riyas started in the afternoon of the 14th. So then it was definitely in Yimitume. So there was a Riyas in the Yimitume before the 14th day expired. So what avail is the fact that the Shammai say, B'yimitai Rachmane, but it was still the Riyas, there was one Riyas in the afternoon of the 14th. So if a Riyah in the 15th, according to the Sila, he says here, Allah has come of the Hamo that a Riyah in the 14th, a Bishama, he says here. Somewhat the chat in the Rashbo. So obviously, Rashbo is saying that a Riyah in the 15th is more homo, according to the Sila, is more homo than a Riyah in the 14th, according to the Bishama. Now the Rashba is saying that the Riyah, even the Riyah will be made, according to the Shammai, the Riyah in the 14th, since she's stomach, the 14th she's stomach, whether she sees, she doesn't see. So it's a Yin stomach, doesn't make any difference whether she sees, whether a Yildes, Nikave, she keeps some flowing down all the 14 days, or no dam at all, the days is the yintam. So in other words, the yimei leide are yomim tmei necessary. Whether there is dam, there is no dam, it's irrelevant, doesn't make any difference. So the yomim tmei, some mele, stira can only take place in a day which is not necessarily dam. So then Chayakusei says, but if the day is tummy anyway, but you see them, you don't see them, it's not Chayach Shishtir. Not Chayach Shishtir. It's Yen Tome. So you ask Kashi, and you ask Kashi again. So how can you visualize any count of Zayniki? It's not that there is to count Zayniki, and until she counts Zayniki, so she has all the dialogue, so she's Tome. Throughout the Zaynikim, the so-called clean days, is also his male. No, so there we don't say, by Zodik Dele, in the midst of the Zaynikim, we don't say that the Yomim are Yomim. The Yomim are not Yomim. This is part and parcel of the Tarek process of the Zodik Dele. She has to count Zaynikim, she has to make the case. So the case, I mean, it's a machlis, a noyim, a pleasure, So according to all Tanoim, the count of Zion came by Zobik Dele, the entire process. So the Yomim themselves are not considered as Yomim. Even though she has a Bible, she couldn't go Tfila in the midst of Zaniki. That's a just a cause of Zobik Dele. It's part and parcel of the Tara process. But the Yomim are Yomim Tehen. Mashein Kim by Yomitumas Leide. So the Yomim are considered. It's not Tommy. Over there she has a role of dialogue. Why is she has a role of dialogue? Because she has to fulfill, go through the paragraphs of counting Zayniki. Not because the Yomim are Tommy. On the contrary. The Yomim are Tayyar. That's right. It's part and parcel of the paragraphs. But the Yomim, but you made too much later. She doesn't have to make any details. So there it's not part and parcel of the Torah process. There she has all the dialogue because the Yomim are made. Even if she doesn't see a drop of dam, it's considered as if she's flowing. That's the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosher. That you made Trumas Leide, she has the same status as if she had been flowing with Dam all the time. So the Yomim Matmeh, Zaynikin, so it's not that the Yomim Matam, it's not that it's considered she's a soul of Bible, because it's considered as if she had, as if she had been emanating Dam. Chassid Shalom is just the opposite. In other words, that's part and parcel of the Torah process. So the Yomim Ayomim Teirim, there is no Halishem in Yimei Tumi. Zaynikin is not Yimei Tumi, it's Yimei Tare. But she's a soul of Bailo, because she has to be Mitai herself by counting Zaynikin. And according to certain Tanorim, she has to make every dick, every day Zaynikin is magic. So Mele, the Yomim Ayomim Teirim, but she's a soul of Bailo. But the Yomim Ayomim Teirim, But you make him a slave 7 days later, Zohar. It's 14 days later, it's the cable. So why is she asking the Bible? Because even if she doesn't see, it's considered out of him as if she had been flowing with that. So the Yomim Ayomim made, maybe it's not child stealing. If the Yom is Yom Tomei, no matter what, she can go Tvila every day. The Yom is Yom Tomei. So, since the Yain in its essence is Yain Tomei, and it's considered by Mina Yain Tomei, in other words, that there's a concept is that in Yimei Tumas Leide, it's considered as if she incessantly emanates down. That's the there's a concept. So the Yomim Ayomim Tmei, what shall I say, Seisea? The Yomim, Seisea, it's considered out of Din as if she incessantly emanates down. As on Seisa and Shaya, when the Yain being toyed, and some melech I have to say Seisa, but the initiation of the flows took place when? Initiation of the flow took place in the Yimei Tumeh. So that Riyah that took place in the Yimei Tumeh, that is certainly not Seisa, but it is also, because it's not Shaya, it will be still in the day. It will involve a contradiction. I mean, stira means dam in a clean day. But by mitume stira is a kosutis. It's all tummy. The whole day is a yom tummy. But she doesn't see him down. Or to be considered as if she had been flowing down incessantly. Why should I have to say still? Why should I have to say? Say it's a what? Another drop of dam. It's considered Talpidin as if she's flowing down incessantly. So it's not child. But there was a reason here also. True, according to the reef, so there's a kosuf of being utpile talirachmone implies that until she goes through it, so you need to do not terminate. But it's different than the minimum. The minimum yet to me are necessary yom tmei. So it's not chayach to say it's here. It's not even biyodo to make a toyas. Mashein kei, after the termination of 14 days, so then it's biyodo to make a toya. But it's not toya because she didn't go through it. Some male aspiration. I mean, I wouldn't say it, but we have to say it according to the rules. This is what the Rashba means. Alright. Now the Gemara, just for 10 minutes. The less low the Shaman, the bear of the soil, the Martalin, the Shish, the years of the soil, the Tammy Zibe, the Hobby, the Tammy Zibe, I will go to Alem, she knew Zobin Hobbit Rehem. And the Eves Kehovim also have the Tumas Zobois, the same thing, Tumas Zobois. So why do they say Dam of the Kehovim, Ibishama is Toya completely? But with the Rabbonon she has his Shem of Izobe. So how can the Dam of Izobe be Toya? So, Amal Abishama, Heichalev, Wie kann ich lachen, wie habe ich mit der Rabbonen Assische Schrotteo? Wie kann ich lachen, wie habe ich Scholaktische Schrotteo? So then people make a mistake and they'll say that even Dam, Dam Israelis, is also mit Dam lachen, wie habe ich so wie mich. Die hohe Reike mit Ragleo Name, Kiden da din ne kere di doma meide ye dia di reiko mi ragleo di rabon di leve de kere bi reiko mi ragleo di le kamel doma I mean di nabu di chachomim had to make a heker so why did we need the heker gafke in reiko connection reiko mi ragleo di mi tame and not middle let them make the heker gafke in regard to doma the letter the care of the Reichen Ragleo will it muya li domo. In other words, let them say the Reichen Ragleo is not mitamei, but domo is mitamei la. So the Gemara says Reichen Ragleo di shriche gozro rabon. Domo di shriche li gozro rabon. Now the Gemara says Oba Rove Zei vei tomei afilu bisham. The zeiv of an ichodi is tomei afil bisham. Kerei, the kerei of an ichodi is toy afil bisham. Zeiv tomei afil bishamai don mikir neivet hekere biker. So we don't have to be afraid that if we in the rabbon declare the zeiv, the zive of an akum tomei, so then it's Tomei and it's only Mitamei. So it's only Mitamei Lach Velo Yodesh. So they'll say that the Zeiv of Yisrael also is only Mitamei Lach Velo Yodesh. Don't have to be afraid. Why? Because we have Eka Bikarye, since the Chacham declared that the Kerry is Toya, so people not make a mistake. They can make the Kerry Kerry. Kerry Toya Afil Bisilel. Over the Rabbon and the Kira, Kira, the release of our Yitrum of the Kodesh. The Lebe, the Kira, the Zeir, the Tam, the Kira. So the Mora says, Zeir, the Yitrum of the Maise, because that doesn't happen as a result of Chimum, of excitement, because the Rabbon, Kira, the Yitrum of the Maise, because it originates in an excitement, in Chimum, so look at the Rabbon. Lame Messiah. What Messiah lay? That what? That carry of the needed Chodim is totally gone, according to them. Even it's Chodim Shepoto Shechbazera Mi Yisrael. That's the carry, it's made. Because the Shechbazera that she was Pilates was emanated from Mi Yisrael. So it's made. Bas Yisrael Shepoto Shechbazera Mi Chodim is there. Because the Shechbazera that she was Pilates was discharged by an act. My laughter of Muro. In other words, even with Rabbonon, it's not the time. So Loi, Toiro, so it's a riot that carry of an Ivik Chodin, the Elisha from Vera, of an Ivik Chodin. So it's not the time even the Rabbonon, no Tomeo. So Loi, Shudmor says, no, it's no riot. We can say that the Mishnah Mikvois that says that Yisroel Shepot HaShemazam and Chodim is Teiro, it means Tmeiro, Teiro Mil Raise, Tmeiro Mil Rabbon, so it's no Rai, Tosh, Nimtz Yisimer, Shechazer Asher Om Yisroel, Tmeiro Bichol Motin, Ve'afilu, Nimei Bilzke Chodim. So El Shechazer of Yisroel, even when it's Niflet from the Mei Bilzke Chodim, so it's Tomei. Bishayi Chodim, Shrezaraf Nichodim, Istoya Bechomokim, even though it is Niflet, Mimei Yisrael, Chutz Mimei Raglaim Shepo. What do you mean Chutz Mimei Raglaim Shepo? The Psyche, if the Shechazera of the Akum was commingled, was mixed with the Raglaim, so then it is Mitam. It is mitam. The psyche may meragleot may kidamino liyo gozo aleim shiyu kizov avokari toya k Kidamrin of the Rabbonim and the Keir. So, Vichiteime, so that's a riot. The carry of Mikhovi in this story, the Gam. Vichiteime of Hanamet here in the Raise, Harot Meyom de Rabbonon. Otto Miraglerno, he couldn't say that, because it says here in the Braise, it says, Chutz Mimiraglaim Shebo, that if the Shechvazera of the Akum was mixed with in the Miragleo, so then it's Tomei. So, Otu Miragleo Miraisen Mitame El Shmamino Teheiro Afil Mirabon Shmamino. Omama, Shechvazera shall Yisroel Kmeyo Bechomoki Afilu Bimei Vichodim Tifshei di boy Rav Pope. The boy Rav Pope Shechvazera shall Yisroel Mei Vichodim Mao. Rav Pope had Nabaye whether Shechvazera in the Shall Yisroel Mei Vichodim Mevizichodim is Pilates, the Shechvazar of Yisroel, whether it's Mitam. So it can be patient. So here it's mentioned in the price of the Feirash, the Shechvazar shall Yisroel, even if it is charged from Mevizichodim, so he is still Tomei. So it can be patient. So the Gemara says, Biseya Gimel can boil it up, Papi. I mean, of course, Rav Papi knew that Ishech Vazera of Yisroel Mitame, even though it is charged from an Ishechot, that is a double portion. But he had Abaye because the Aloch is the Mishneh in Shabbos as a Perek of Akide, that when is Ishech Vazera that the woman is Peretes Mitame only if it's within 3 days. But if it's after 3 days, so then it's not Mitame. It's not Mitame. In other words, we pass from like Manoah, there are several Tanoi, and we pass from me, most of Shemin pass from me. The Rambam not. The Rambam pass from me. It's only Mitame, with Halishem Shevazera, if it is, if letters within 12 hours. But we pass from, within 3 hours, I'm sorry. But we pass from, that 3 is less, that means 72 hours. So, that's the Aloch. Shechvazera is the Tletes. The woman is Tletes Shechvazera within 72 hours as of the Tashmish, then it is done. Why? Because it still has the Chalishem Shechvazera. How do we understand it? Because in order that the Shechvazera should have Yechalei Shem Shechvazera, then it must be capable of fertilizing the exhale, I mean scientific terms. So in other words, if it is Mithretes, after 3 days, after 3 Mithretes, after 72 hours from the Tashmish, then it's already Mishrach, and it's incapable of fertilizing the exhale. So he doesn't have a Chalei Shem Shechvazera. It's capable to fertilize the exhale and to have children. But if it's Nisrach and it's not capable of fertilizing the exhale, so it doesn't have a Chalei Shem Shechvazera. But that depends upon the temperature of the of the woman. So he says, so the Gemara says, B'toyach gimul loike mi boyle raf popi, kika mi boyle ilach agim. Mai, Yisroel didai gibi ma'a mitzves, chobu gefaye u masriach, evi ki chobin do didai gibi mitzves, li chobu gefaye u li masriach. I mean, this can be explained according to science. It's not one of the things that inexplicable. Sometimes we find something there on surface, it's inexplicable. But this is not one of the difficult things. I mean, that in the Gemara. It can very readily be explained, because in order that a shechazera should be preserved, so then it depends upon the temperature of the woman, the internal temperature of the woman. And the more excitable a person is, the higher the temperature. When a person is excited, then if you take his temperature, it will be higher than when he's completely relaxed. That's a fact. So, in other words, so Israel, the Daigi B'mitzvahs, that shows that Jews, I mean, it's a good quality, it's a characteristic of the Jewish people to be heavy Slavs. Tachas asher levayeto, esher ishem lekecho, b'simchov tei leilov. So the Rambam in the Sukkot discussed that, that simcha, it's not just the Hasidic concept, it's a Torah concept. I mean, Slavs is an important ingredient in Avodas Hashem. Tachas asher levayeto, b'simchov tei leilov. So in other words, when a person is Avodas Hashem, b'simchov, excitement, with fervor, So then his temperature is higher than one who is cold. So we could say, and that's Rav Popper's advice. Of course, Rav Popper knew very well that the fact that the shechizah of his soil was discharged from made there's kechovim, so that doesn't mean that it's not in time. But we have a cloud, we pass like the Tane, that when it's blessed Shechazera Mitame, if it is Nifletes, within 3 days, three Nifletes from the Tashmish. But if it is Nifletes, more than 72 hours from the Tashmish, it's already Nifletes. It's incapable of fertilizing the exile. The exile. So that depends, in other words, that's the preserve. You know, doctors today, or artificial insemination, so they freeze the semen of the husband. Why? Because then it is Nisra, so they freeze it, so then it can be preserved for years and years to come. But we are talking without artificial devices. So then, room temperature. So then, after 72 days, in the woman's womb's temperature, so it's Nisra. So, but maybe it's Nisrach, by the temperature of a Jewish woman, because it's not only the Jewish men who are daigi b'mitzvahs. Jewish women are as much daigi b'mitzvahs as Jewish men, even perhaps even more. Some male since they are very excited about the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so that raises their temperature. A cold person is not sensitive, his temperature is less than an emotional person who is excitable and who is overtaken by fervor. When a person is excited, you take his temperature. Let's say take the temperature of somebody who is in ecstasy. So his temperature will be higher than the person who is cold, who is not in ecstasy. Some male Jewish men and Jewish women, their temperature is a little higher than the temperature of goyim and goyis. I don't know whether it still applies today. I don't know. I'm not so sure. Maybe it's Mishtanatela. I mean, I don't know. We have to perform an experiment. Some male Rav Popper's advice was that maybe the male is Jehovah, so that they are relatively cold, so their temperature is not as high as the temperature of Jewish women. So maybe even after 72 hours, maybe even after 74 hours, 75 hours, it's still preserved. So there's that bad. My mischog masriach od v'chodim v'daigim mitzvahs v'chodim v'chodim masriach oidilmo. So it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say, this is a factor. The fact the Jews are Bali Slavs because of the mitzvahs, because of Yiras Hashem, so that raises a little bit their temperature. And Goyim, have no reason as to why their temperature should be raised, but they have another reason why their temperature, because they eat all kinds of Scotsman muscle, and that also might raise the temperature. Or you are making the after Scotsman muscle is chavug fire umasriya. So take. All right, let me take. The Rebbe doesn't say it explicitly, but that's the Maharam Rutenberg's pshat in the Rebbe, that according to the Tfilah, that the Emu Tfilah Tal Rachmone, so it's not only regarding the dam, that the dam is coming, even though she saw it after the Emet, but before she was with Alice. In other words, that she's near slated 14 days from Kiva, 7 days from Zohar. So that's only a minimum. In other words, there is a minimum of 7 days to Maslade for Zohar and 14 days to Maslade for Nikita. A minimum. In other words, it can terminate if she goes there. But if she doesn't go there, it continues. The to Maslade continues. So that's the Maram Gutenberg's Pshat in the Reef. In Milchus Nida, I mean, that's in Misach HaShavuos. What is that? In Bisila here, we pass like Bisila. And on that, Dago Ismaime says that if we combine this Rif Shite with the Shite of Abratam, who passes like Abaye, that you may translate the Shein Areyebe, in Areyebe, in an alien Sviras Ivoso, then every Yildes, I mean, not what I say, every Yildes Bizeh, but today all Yildes are considered Midrabonis Yildes Bizeh, has to make two Tvilas. To make two Tvilas. Now, why? Because, in other words, if we combine Rabbi Tamshiti with the Rifshit, the Rifshiti is that according to Bisila, that Bienu Utsila Tali Rachmone, so it's not just the Zeus HaKosov regarding the dam, that the dam is Tomei, even though she saw it after the Omni, but before she went Tvile. It means that before the Tvile, the Yemei Tume continue. So even though it's already the 15th day, it's not Yemitea yet. It's Yemitea if she goes Tvile. But as long as she didn't go Tvile, so the Yimei Tume continue, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 17th, until the end of the 66th day. So Mele, according to Tzodat, as Maimon says, that if we combine the Rif Shite with Abraham Shite, the Rif himself doesn't pass from like a fire. He passes like Ovid, the Machleke between Abaye and Ovid, as whether Yimei Tume שאינה ראה בהם ודאג איליס לספירה זה בוסו או ראה איליס לספירה זה בוסו סורובה סייז איץ איליס לספירה זה בוסו אין דבאי סייז דאט איץ איני איליס לספירה זה בוסו סורובה שאין אין פסקו לי קרובה בקוס דאר איזה כלל ונגו דאר איזה מחליק איתה באים דרובה סו אקסט יאוקי גם סו ילוח איתה לי קרובה This is not one of Yalki Gan. But Ramatam says it is one of Yalki Gan, the Lamed. So that was in, say, the Lamed is reference to Lechirin of Nero, Nero. And Ramatam says, no, he doesn't have reference to Lechirin of Nero, but it has reference to this Machlekes, later. You need to make a Nerebe. So Abaye says, in Nero is Rezivasa. It was, that means, according to Abaye, so let's say if a woman is yielded bezeit, and today all women are treated in the Rabbon like yielded bezeit, so suppose she stops bleeding right after birth.